Systemic Teaching About Christian Life Series The Gospel, The Good News of God. Distribution conditions of this material are described at zoominchristianlife.org. Subject of this audio: The Foolishness of the Preaching of the Gospel of God. Chapter 1. The Gospel and the Preaching of the Gospel. Throughout the present series of subjects on the Gospel, the Good News of God, we have sought to present the fact that the Gospel of God does not refer only to a message, but to an actual or a genuine offer of righteousness, love, salvation, power, grace, and the newness of life in God to all human beings. The Gospel of God is the offer of the novelty of life that comes from the kingdom of God to everyone who receives the essence of the life that has been revealed to humankind by God in Christ Jesus. Nevertheless, for an offer to be known by those to whom it is intended or addressed, it is necessary that the very offer and the conditions for receiving it are communicated in some way to the recipients of the offer. For an offer to be announced to the target audience, a message or means are needed to communicate the availability of the offer and the possible ways it can be reached or received. The offer and the communication of the offer are complementary, but what is offered and the announcement of what is offered are very different items from each other. The communication of what is offered should always be faithful and true concerning what is offered and how it is offered. However, what we can perceive in the world is that the discourse in the practice of offering something is often quite different from what is being offered indeed. A person, for instance, may announce to another person something that offers supposed security or support but which, in practice, does not actually have the conditions to carry out or guarantee what has been proposed. Many people have said that they are disappointed with the gospel of Christ. However, in many cases, this disappointment is not really with the gospel itself, but with what was communicated to them about the gospel and what was promised to be associated with the gospel without indeed being pertinent to it. Some people do not really want the gospel of the Lord, even when they understand the essence of what is offered in it. Many people, however, abstain from the gospel or are disappointed with the gospel not because of the gospel itself, but because they have been exposed to distorted communications about the gospel of the heavenly kingdom. Thus, treating the gospel of God and the preaching about this gospel as one and the same aspect may considerably obscure what each of these aspects is separately and what God really offers to the people of the world through His gospel. The gospel of God is incorruptible and inviolable. The gospel of God is eternally perfect. However, depending on the means through which it is carried out, communication or the proclamation of the gospel may indeed be very distorted. Therefore, we understand that although the gospel of God is perfect in what it offers and is fully capable of carrying out what it promises, a subject on the gospel would not be comprehensive enough without also considering a specific approach to the point of its preaching.